I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Happy Friday to you. Glad you could be here. Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican. Right there is a big chunk of the eight-day itinerary for President Trump's first trip overseas. Sounds like a pilgrimage through Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, and that's not accidental. The White House says Trump intends to play up the unity among peoples of different faiths. Officials say his message will be one of tolerance and moderation. It's risky for any global leader to be stepping into religion, but Trump, of course, brings his own unique baggage. The World's religion reporter Matthew Bell starts us off today.
Donald Trump is going to Saudi Arabia to sell some American weaponry, to meet with business execs, and to give a speech to a room full of Muslim leaders about Islam.
To be honest, it conjured a roll of the eyes. Like, oh, really? Come on.
That was the initial reaction for Rula Alouch. She's with the Council on American Islamic Relations. As she thought a little more about it, though.
You know, one thing that we can say about the president is that he's been unpredictable. And so I'm hoping that as we lead up to the speech, that he will take the opportunity to use it as a time to unify people, as a time to condemn the anti-Muslim incidents that have been happening, particularly here in the United States. Since the presidential campaign and since his administration took office, and to clarify his thought on Islam as one of the world's great religions.
If Trump decides to do that in his Saudi speech, it would amount to a 180-degree pivot away from many of his statements about Muslims on the campaign trail.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Do you think Islam is at war with the West?
I think Islam hates us. There's something there that there's a tremendous hatred there. There's a tremendous hatred. We have to get to the bottom of it. There is an unbelievable hatred of us.
In Islam itself?
You're going to have to figure that out, okay?
The focus of Trump's first foreign trip as president makes sense, says Aaron David Miller. Miller is with the Wilson Center in D.C., and he advised several U.S. presidents from both parties on the Middle East peace process.
In Trump land, all roads begin, at least, with an effort to differentiate yourself from your predecessor. I'm sure that whoever devised the notion of this world religion tour took a look at the fact that Mr. Obama in June of 2009 went to Saudi and then on to Cairo to give this groundbreaking, transformative speech on reaching out to the Muslim world.
And a greeting of peace from Muslim communities in my country. Assalamu alaikum.
Aaron David Miller says the thinking in the Trump White House is to do something bigger and better than Obama by touching base with three world religions. The symbolism, Miller says, is about bridge building.
The problem, of course, it's hard to look at religion when it comes to conflict resolution as a device that doesn't get you into trouble. And Jerusalem, of course, is that, you know, the mother of all problems when it comes to sorting this out.
Trump plans to go to the Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City. This is an extremely sensitive place for Jews and Muslims, and Trump would be the first sitting U.S. president to visit there. Miller says that Trump should just try to get through this trip by offending the fewest people possible. The easiest part of the tour for the president is probably the Vatican, where Trump will meet Pope Francis. But it's an open secret that these are two men with very different personalities, says Thomas Rees. He's a Jesuit priest and an analyst for the National Catholic Reporter.
Pope Francis is a humble man who wants to live a poor lifestyle, identifies with the poor, reaches out to the poor. President Trump has got this huge ego, and his policies, are not really all that much concerned about the poor. He's pushing tax cuts for the rich.
Rees says Trump and Francis also disagree on the treatment of immigrants and refugees, the border wall, and the effects of climate change. Still, the Pope has indicated that he will not use a public meeting to embarrass Trump. That's not how the Vatican conducts public diplomacy. Any substance to come out of this portion of the trip would happen behind closed doors. Then President Trump will end his religion-infused tour and return to the unforgiving reality of Washington politics. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.